Good morning, Rabbi Osai. So here in Ozai, in the beginning of Adar HaSheni, after quoting the Maimah Chazal of Shalosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonon, the Ben Yonah continues with the Pasuk, V'nerma Ochu Zorim Kocho V'hu Lo Yada Gam Seva Zorku Bo V'hu Lo Yada. Yada in the sense of allowing it to register. Umin hatzmiya v'hapliya, what's so astonishing and what's almost inexplicable, ki yamod ha'odam b'chatzi yamav. Person can already literally be at midlife, right? As is conventionally pointed out, the way in our vernacular we use middle-aged is very far from accurate, right? We speak of someone in his 50s as being middle-aged, as though his life expectancy were 110. But Rabbeinu Yonah means literally, ki yamod ha'odam b'chatzi yomav, v'roa ki hayomim holchem v'dalim. And he sees that there are fewer days in front of him and more days behind him in terms of his life. V'yochel harisus habinyan. And his body is beginning to show evidence of decline. The Gemara in Shabbos says that even in Hilchos Shabbos, you can have the malach of boneh by Adam, because it's based on the pasuk and Parshas Bereishis of Vayiven Hashem Elokim es Hatzela Asher Lokach Min HaAdam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forms it into Isha. It's described as an act of binyan, as Vayiven. So binyan refers to the guf ha'adam. V'yochel harisus ha'binyan, v'yechsa ha'mozeg b'tivo v'seiroi bo ha'yivoshas. And the freshness, the vitality, has begun to dissipate, and instead there's this dryness. Ke'inyan shenema yomai kitzel notui va'ani ke'esav ivosh, and I become dried out. I wither like the grass. Echtoch mera'os einov u'mehaskel levava. How can it be that his eyes are plastered over, as it were? How can it be that he's blinded from seeing? How can it be that he's too insensitive to discern? That he doesn't see that he's approaching his ultimate destiny in terms of Olam Hazeh. So here in the end of the paragraph, Rabbeinu Yonah apparently shifts very significantly. The beginning of the paragraph talks about how Yavo Yimei Zikna V'Higiru Yimei Seva. So according to the Mishnah and others, which Rabbeinu Yonah is going to quote shortly in Ostes, so Yimei Zikna is Ben Shishim L'Zikna Ben Shivim L'Seva. So when you read the beginning of the paragraph, so Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be saying that as a person hits that milestone in life of age 60, of age 70, so that should prompt the person, that should awaken and galvanize the person to do tshuva. Here in the second half of the paragraph, he seems to be saying that once a person is more than 50% of the way there, so then that realization should impact him. And that realization of being, again, more than 50% of the way to Yimei Zikna, to Yimei Seva, should influence him. And what does he mean by chatzi yomav? I don't know. Mistama he means, I don't know. Either he means 30 for chatzi yomei zekno, or maybe yomei shana sena b'yom shivim shana. Maybe he means 35. But either way, he seems to expand and indicate that it's not when just when the person reaches the yomei zekno, yomei seva, but when he's 50.1% of the way, maybe not to Zikna, but maybe to Seva, at that point already, there should be a certain sobriety and a certain COVID rosh, which a person feels. You find something similar, actually, in the Minyan of the Yoma, that the Ramon writes in Simon Tovkov Pei Aleph, that v'yedaktiku lachso achashatz hayose hogon v'hayose godol b'toru umaisim she'efsho limtso she'ispal eslichos v'yom naroim. And then the Rama adds, there's also a desired age, v'shiyehe ben shloshim shonim. Optimally, again, if we can get all our lachatchilas, none of these are ma'akev b'di'evet, but if we can, if we're able to accommodate all our lachatchilas, we want the Baal Tefillah to be at least 30 years old. What's the significance of 30 years old? So in the Shara Tziyun, the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. It's here in Oschav Beis. Aval v'chapsi be'orchas chayim shu mokol chodive hakobol kayadua. Motzosi shom gam kein hagirsa shloshim. The girsa taki is shloshim. That the hakpada is that the shliach tzibur should be 30. What's the significance of 30 in context of being a shliach tzibur? Aval l'shon l'shon mesukan yose v'zeh l'shon l'shon v'lchos tefila. V'tzarech shal l'daktik shiyah b'shonov k'mispar shnei ha'ovdem avoda. We should look to see that the shatz should be of an age when a levi would come to do avoda, michafei shana lamaila, above 25, v'hamitzvah min amuvcha miben lamid shana. But optimally, he should be 30 years old, she'ozu b'chatzi yemei hazikna, because a 30-year-old is 50%. Is 50% of the way to Zikna. And as a result, v'libo nichna v'nishba yose. And such a person experiences the hachno'a more deeply than a younger person. Let's maybe begin the next paragraph here a little bit. Yesh anoshim rabim, there are many people, says Rabbeinu Yonah, yimana mehem or hatshuva. The light of tshuva is because due to their own fault is withheld from them. Why? Ki hem zakoim utahorim be'enehem. Because they think that they're very pure. In their own eyes, their self-image is that they're totally, completely pure. Velo yis'ashesu al tikun ma'aseihim. Right? In Pesukei Dezimra from Tehillim, we have avdu eshtonosav. So eshtonos means thoughts. So there we have it as a noun. Here we have it as a verb. Velo yis'ashesu al tikun ma'aseihim. They don't give any thought. They don't reflect al tikun ma'aseihim. Because they imagine shehem esukan. If I don't have any chesronos, I have nothing to be masakin. If I don't have any averus, I don't have any need to be involved with the avodah of tshuva. Says Rabbi Yonah, v'hem chatoim l'Hashem ma'od. So that phrase is extraordinary for two reasons. Number one, kishela atzmo, it's a very, very strong indictment of v'hem chatoim l'Hashem ma'od. Number two, the phrase comes from Chumash, right? V'anshei stom roim v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'od. That's where Rabbeinu Yonah is borrowing the phrase from. I think we've commented, we've had occasion to comment that we shouldn't assume that when Rabbeinu Yonah or other Rishonim employ a phrase that way, we shouldn't attribute it only to rabbinic idiom. That rabbinic idiom is so rich with phrases from Tanakh and phrases from Chazal, that's certainly true, but it's a mistake to assume that that's all there is to it. I think Rashi, please double check this, I didn't, but I think Rashi comments on V'anshei Sdom, Boim Chatom Hashem Ma'od, is Makirim Es Ribonim U'miskavdim Limrodo. That what Chatom Hashem Ma'od, that excessively, that they're extremely sinful, is reserved for rebelliousness. And Yitachin, that's what the Hemshech is here in the Shari Tshuva. V'hem chatoim l'Hashem ma'od halokosov, it's a pasuk in Koheles. Ki odem ein tzadik v'od sheyase tov v'lo yechta. So when a person maintains that I have no averus, so he's rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assessment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vaya Shlomo HaMelech V'ruach HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Odom Ein Tzadik V'ad Sh'yasa Tov Lo Yechta. That everyone has shortcomings, flaws, imperfections. And this person is Zakai V'Torah Be'enav. So Yitachin in using that phrase from Parshas Sdom, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that's a bechina of merida for a person to reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assessment and substitute his own. How does the person arrive at this self-delusion? Either of two ways. V'anashim ahem asher heim me'asher heim bozen l'divei ha'avonos lo yargishu v'lo yavinu lomo. Right? Moshe l'mad over dome. If a person has the ethical awareness and sensitivity that it's wrong to step on someone's toe, so then if he steps on someone's toe, he's going to notice it. And he's going to realize that he made a misstep, right? But if the person rejects that, if a person's modus vivendi is that he's always stepping over people, so then he doesn't even notice when he does it. When there's the buzz, the divya avonos, when the person is scornful of, when he's contemptuous of avonos, so then memela, it doesn't even register on a person that he did it, right? If something is sort of routine or inconsequential in one's eyes, so then it doesn't make an impression. It doesn't make an impression. How many times yesterday did you tie your shoes? I don't know. It doesn't make an impression upon me. It's a routine thing. It's an inconsequential thing. It doesn't it doesn't make an impression. If a person is Rachmana Litzlan, he's contemptuous of Averas, so then yeah, it doesn't make any impression because of that. When he looks back, he doesn't see anything which is amiss. Alternately, or there was an initial awareness of chait, but they forgot. Here too, the implication in Rabbeinu Yonah is that what's important enough, a person doesn't so easily forget. And if a person can easily forget something, so that also there's an element of buzz in allowing it so easily to be forgotten. Many, many years ago, I heard a drasha from Reuven Feinstein Shlita. And he quoted from his father, from Moshe. Later I saw, I think that this was later printed in Darash Moshe, that Moshe said as follows. I don't remember whether he gave this Moshe exactly. It could be that it's a Hosef on what he said. But the punchline is his. Let's say that there are certain events, certain moments in people's lifetime that no one forgets. So, I don't know, you're a little young for this, but I don't know. People who are at least age 30 can tell you where they were on 9/11 19 years ago when they first heard about what was happening with the Twin Towers. When something makes enough of an impression upon a person doesn't forget it. If you're a baseball fan, And you get to go to the seventh game of the World Series, so you remember exactly where you sat, and you remember exactly what happened in the game. If it's important enough, it makes an indelible impression. So if Moshe said, this is a very very scary thought, to be perfectly honest. But if Moshe said, when a person learns Torah, Every bit of Torah should have such chashivas for him. It should be such an incredible, extraordinary, invaluable, unequaled experience, entertainment, that he shouldn't be able to forget it. The yisod, again, is that there's a direct correlation between how important something is and how much an impression it makes upon us, and therefore how likely we are to remember or to forget. And that's the same yisod here that Rabbeinu Yonah is giving as an explanation for why it's something which is a very, very, very chomodika infraction, the fact that a person forgets. Because if I can forget, so it means that it's something which is, it wasn't all that important. And because of that, it didn't make a lasting impression upon me. Okay, so we'll stop here for now, and it's Assembly Nedu. We'll resume at 1 o'clock. Okay, everybody, have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe.